are you concerned about protecting that brand new pretty sled that you just got? Here's the solution. Use SledSyn24 for a 15% off discount code on some Backwoods bumpers, the industry leader in performance protection.
My OnlyFans subscription went up too, Jeff. It's just what it is, dog. I know you'd be a little salty about it, but hey, maybe I'll cut you a thread.
Wondering what that email was about, Kobe. I was going to talk to you.
How many subscribers do you have?
Two. You and some other guy. I don't know who he is.
What do you do? Work on your sled naked?
I don't know. You're the one who watches my content.
Oh, that is what you do. Had your butthole out when you were changing the track.
The old chocolate naked starfish.
Jeez Louise. Well, that's a good start to the podcast, I guess.
No.
No?
No.
We'll cut that one out?
No, we
we're
it.
100% right. Leaving that.
All right.
No.
We'll leave that for our subscribers only.
Personally.
Let's send subscribers.
Yeah, let's head to the real one.
Get all the BTS.
No, that's staying. Hey, careful over there. Yep.
All right. Yeehaw. Now's all a good right. time as any. SledSyn listeners, welcome back to the next episode of the SledSyn podcast. We are interrupting your guys' pattern of heydays episodes. I appreciate you guys tuning in on those. On the topic of that, I would like some of your guys' feedback in the comments, or shoot us a DM on Instagram or something, and let us know your thoughts on those episodes. It was really cool to meet a lot of those guests. But it's also kind of been brought up to our attention that some of the episodes can get repetitive and a lot of the same questions and stuff. So we're kind of in the mindset of maybe next year at Heydays, we won't film 17 episodes. Because I'm hoping next year it'll be all four of us.
Absolutely.
And so we might do a lot less podcasts, and then we might actually get to go partake in some of the events. Because like Kobe, for this year, this was your first time there, mm-hmm. and there was all kinds of things that were going on that you didn't get to experience or see or really be a part of, you know, because we had to do so many episodes. It's nice on the business side because then we can, you know, sit down at one time over a weekend and film 17 episodes, and we have a lot in the bank. But, you know, releasing every single week, it's good. It's like a double-edged sword, right? There's so many things in the last 3 months that have happened that those podcasts and those topics aren't necessarily relevant.
Yeah.
Like those podcasts are for the guests, right? And that's, you know, we're just talking about the guests, but there's a lot of things that happen between now and then that isn't relevant necessarily. So we wanted to jump on here and we've got the full team. I don't think we've been a full team since episode 50, have we?
Nope. I don't think so.
Been a while.
Yeah. So this will be 7.
Nice little crack there.
Let's get those. This is what
send me to the back.
This is what Tyler was talking about when there's a lot's happened lately. It's Kobe's hitting.
I started a new singing career, just in case you guys are wondering. I'm going to be on American Idol 2024, so yeah.
He's flying planes, he's singing, he's got OnlyFans.
Yeah, I'm definitely not riding snowmobiles, so.
Yeah, no. Well, so let's kind of set the tone for.
Just lay that one down.
For topics. I think we'll go into updates on all four of us, kind of what's been going on. And we're definitely going to speak on where is the snow. Because again, that's relevant right now. We'll touch on the build process, because if you're watching on YouTube or watching on Spotify, you'll see we're set up in Shay's shop here, and there's a couple of sleds that are done. Well, they're all done, I guess. Mm-hmm. So we've been working on you still have some stuff to do to yours, Kobe.
You guys too. We all have to figure out our camera situations.
Yeah. Well, I think we've got
to just put them on.
Out,
I mean,
yeah, we got to get them built and ready.
But that and shocks.
Oh, yeah. I have shocks to do too. So we'll touch on the
rail braces.
The build. Yep. We'll touch on the build process also. But let's, I want to say one other thing too. Directly to the listeners and viewers. You know, this year we've been fortunate enough to get set up with a ton of companies. that are supporting us, and there's a lot of discount codes in the description, and we see those numbers and those sales and stuff, so we really appreciate you guys utilizing those discount codes. Obviously helps our relationship with those companies immensely.
Yeah, if you guys didn't hear that and you're watching this podcast right now, he just said you can get a discount code on all of our products that we use almost.
Yep.
Not all of them, but
not all of them. But
listen to what he's saying here. You can save some money.
Yeah. And I mean, we appreciate you guys using them. You know, that's kind of what we're doing it for. So it's cool to have the support of the companies to offer that. And it's
all my homies were like, that's crazy. They couldn't believe that we actually had it. Once they figured it out, you know, the tough thing was that they didn't know it, you know, and that's why I'm like, man, everybody's listening to the podcast. Listen to them right now. You're going to get something, you know, you could save some money.
Yeah,
it's not free, but you can sure save some money.
Yep. Yeah. Check the description. There's a ton out there. And I've said this before. I honestly don't know another hub that offers so many different discounts for companies in one place. I say that now, though, you know, there's a lot more podcasts that are popping up, and people are catching on, especially like some of the companies that support us, that support others, you know, they're realizing the sales that come from it, and you're seeing more and more people beginning to offer the discounts and stuff, which is cool. I mean, I think it's great to have more people. It just pushes us to go harder, you know, for what we're doing. So I think it's good stuff. I just wanted to say thank you to listeners and viewers for utilizing that, because that helps us a ton. And as a side note for that, what I find interesting too is because I, you know, talk to the companies and I know the numbers and the sales and stuff. And it's interesting that like I hardly even know anybody that's used them. Like except for like our main crew. I don't expect anybody to reach out and say, hey, I use your code, but you see these big numbers and like, I don't even know any of the people. That's cool. We appreciate that a ton. We're just going to keep pushing it harder and we'll see where it takes us. So, okay. Without further ado, I think it's time for a refreshment. Kobe.
Yeah,
you want to grab the first form energy drinks?
How loud's that fan? Do we want that baby on or off?
It's fine. That's a good question.
I think it's all right.
Think about it.
Yeah, it's fine.
So while Kobe's grabbing us some first form energy drinks,
You're supposed to do the...
Which is another...
You're supposed to do it like Andy does it.
Oh, this is not an ad?
Yeah.
I was going to do that and then crack it open into the mic just like he does. I forgot to mention, we've got some special guests on the episode today. We've got Blake, which is Jeff's daughter.
Say hi. Say hi.
No.
No.
She doesn't want to have one.
No.
Jeff can't have one or what?
He is on a streak. How long have you gone without an energy drink?
I don't know. It's been...
2 years?
Almost, yeah.
Yeah.
Almost two years.
Good for you. We'll drink one for you.
I'll drink Jeff's.
And then over in the playhouse over there, we've got another special guest. We've got Charlotte, which is Shay's girl.
Yep. Yeah. A little wild child over there.
She might pop in the show here at some point as well. But while Kobe's finishing that up.
Hey, you're hungry? Okay, let me go get you something.
Shay, how was outside of the snowmobile stuff? Oh, you got some pizza too, dude? Dang, Kobe.
You didn't tell me this.
There is still a pizza over there.
Yeah, why didn't you offer him that? So, Kobe, you're fresh off of a wedding last night. As we're filming this, today is January 1st, so New Year's parties were just last night. You had a wedding, Kobe.
Yeah, it was popping, dude.
Yeah, it's a good time.
That's why my voice is, like, screeching right now. Guns N' Roses and Journey got the best of me, I think.
Yeah. But it wasn't no T Swift or Ed Sheeran.
Not at this party. No, it was classic rock. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cheers to CJ and Jordan, the newlyweds. It was good. Now I'm in recovery. Can't go snowmobiling, so I guess we just celebrate instead.
Cheers, boys. I'll tink you from here, Kobe.
These are really good, actually.
Yeah.
I'm stoked.
Yeah. So, shameless plug, but First Form is also another one of our sponsors. There's a link down in this description.
Another special guest. What's going on here?
Riles Barkley has entered the shop.
Yeah, First Form, they offer a ton of different products. I don't even know. how many I use of their stuff. And then Kobe,
I got a lot of their stuff.
Yeah, you just cop some too. And I know Jeff uses them.
It's definitely some of the best.
Yeah, pre-workout. It's the best post-workout, like protein shakes and stuff I've ever tasted.
Best I've ever had, yeah.
A variety. Well, I was FaceTiming you the first time you tried the...
It was so good, dude. Yeah, it was raw reaction. My face was like, boom. Everybody I give it to, too. Like, athletes, you know, and older athletes. That I'm like, hey, you guys, you know, whey protein. They're like, nah, I don't really like it. You need help. You know, it's chunky and stuff. And yeah. So I'm like, try this stuff. And they try it, and they're like, holy crap. That stuff tastes just like a milkshake. And I'm like, that's why I like it, dude.
Yeah. Well, you have the vanilla milkshake flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Love it. Yeah. Love it. I'm jealous, though. I was just going to say, I want the pumpkin spice.
Yeah, you got one, though, didn't you, when it came out? You didn't get one?
They switched it to peppermint.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not a peppermint guy.
No?
No. I mean, I like it, but I'm not a peppermint guy.
Yeah, that's all right. So Kobe, since the other guys are wandering around, you have been missing over the last couple months. You were gone pretty much during our whole build process on Shay's sled, my sleds, Jeff's sled. What have you been doing the last couple months down in Cali? How have things been down there?
Building airplanes, basically.
Yeehaw.
Got done flying. When was that? Probably like October, early October, I think, is when we kind of buttoned up the airplanes or whatever. But it's all annual season for us right now, so... It's not snowmobile building, but it's basically airplane tear down and rebuild. So you just tear everything down to the buttons and check everything, every corner, and we rebuild it. We've got some mechanics in-house, you know, and some different guys with license or whatever that sign it off there. So pretty cool. I'm just at the bottom of it, so I'm just learning everything and trying to get better at mechanisms and, you know, mechanicking and building stuff. But it's been really cool. I get to work with, like, a lot of, like, sheet metal and stainless steel, aluminum, you know, you name it. I get to build all kinds of different stuff because with aircraft parts, you can't really buy everything because they don't have, like, parts available. It's like the parts for airplanes are worse than parts for pickups and cars to get. So,
understandable.
Been doing that. Started working out a lot this year, obviously, as we just talked about that with the first form.
Yep.
I'm very fortunate with... Where I live, my setup, I literally have a gym like 2 steps out of my back door. So that's very convenient for me. I got a runway that I run up and down all the time. So excited that I'm back. Got a little bit more time this year to be up here. So
yeah, because you go back just before Christmas and you don't have to go back until March sometime.
Yep. Nice. Yep. So we're here. I mean, just planning to be snowmobiling by now, but at least, you know, I'll have time. But yeah, Cali's been really good. Changed my fashion up a little bit. If anybody's watching, you know.
Yeah, you don't look like a cowboy anymore.
You don't look like a hippie.
Trust me, I get a lot of crap for it, but that's all right. I get more compliments than I do crap, so you know, you got to take that ups with the downs.
I think your girl's dressing you is what's going on here a little bit.
No, definitely not. She likes me however I dress.
Or is that how? Oh, okay, I see.
What?
Nothing. Never mind.
Yeah, got a girlfriend down there. She's becoming a cop, so that's a good thing.
That's a good end.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing for me. I usually, you know, I'm always scared of cops, but she doesn't scare me. I scare her.
It's an interesting combo.
I'm a dog. I'm a dog. You listen to this, Sage. I'm a dog.
Okay. Oh, man. Oh, boy. All right.
First form's hitting me.
Yeah.
Jeff, you ready for it after this? Let's go.
They're my favorite.
What are we running?
You're tweaking out, dude.
I'm already up on it, dude.
The Tropic Lightning is my favorite flavor.
They put pre-workout in these bad boys?
No, just 200 milligrams.
200 milligum, Pilly?
Yep.
Right to the dome piece, brother.
Shay, what about you? I mean, we've been hanging out a lot more, obviously, since you're here and stuff, but how the last couple months been for you? Any new updates or anything?
Just like overall in life or...
Outside of snowmobiling.
Yeah. I mean, work. Work's obviously progressing. Taking on a couple different buildings there. So just a little background. I work for AWS data centers here in Eastern Oregon. Can't necessarily disclose, like, the exact locations. But
no tell them, Creek.
Yeah, pretty much. Got a couple different buildings that I'm going to be taking over. So kind of in that lame duck period right now, we're transitioning to another another FM at the building that I'm currently at. Other than that, you know, Christmas was awesome. Got to go see family that I haven't been with for quite a while.
Yeah.
My mom's side, so my mom, my stepdad, both my brothers, my nieces, my sister-in-law. That was a blast. I was up in Republic, Washington. Was looking forward to, again, snow up there. Nothing, which sucked pretty bad. Not even enough to ride. Just got my daughter a little 200. Not even enough to ride that, right? We were riding four-wheelers just on grass, essentially. So that kind of sucked. But
is that really far north?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a little ways off the Canadian border.
Nice.
So, yeah, actually, it's probably pretty quick to get to Revelstoke for my stepdad. There's another update this year. He's getting pretty hard into the sledding world.
Did he get one this year?
So he bought one. Or was it last year? He bought one last year. And, you know, he's kind of contemplating, you know, turbo, not turbo. Like, what do I get? And it's
tell him to talk to me. I'll get his mind straight.
Oh, I tried to get his mind straight right off the bat. I sent him some, but understandably so. You know, he didn't want to jump into something that was $15,000-$20,000 right off the bat. So he got a I think it was like an 18 or 19 Axis, mm-hmm. and then by the end of the season, he bought a holdover 23. Turbo. Nice. That's what you should have done from the get go. Yep.
Did he trade his other sled in?
Nope. He kept it as a backup sled. Yep. So, yeah, was pretty excited to ride with him. Haven't got to ride with him yet, unfortunately. But I'm going to put him through the motions. And
I got to meet him. He came by and picked up a hoodie.
Yep. Yep. But other than that, I don't.
You had
nothing too crazy.
You talked about it on the one episode for the beginning of season three, but you had a son.
Guest appearance.
Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry. You got to go back over there.
So at the end of August, you had a son. That's why you didn't go to Heydays with us.
Yep.
How's he doing? How old is he now?
He's good. 4 months old.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. You want a snack? Okay, I'll get you a snack here. Give me like 2 minutes, okay? And I'll get you some Cheez-Its or something. Blue chips? Okay, I can go get you some blue chips. Just give me a second, okay?
Right. There's pizza in the fridge over there.
He's doing good. We were just kind of battling a little sickness right before Christmas time, but that's normal with little kids. I feel like you think you have a good immunity until you have kids, and then when you double your kids, it's, you know, it gets even more fun.
Then
when they go to daycare, it's, you know, kids are cesspools, but love them to death. Even when they're working on their cardboard.
She's working on her sled over there. Yeah. She's putting some new rails on that new 200.
Yeah. All done?
Clutching it. It's not fast enough for her yet.
Oh. Nice. Freestyle sled, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm excited.
Sick.
Excited for that thing.
Yeah.
Take it to the kids' ride this year.
Shay's actually going to be riding it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I bought the 200, so I didn't want to chase, like, I don't know, just kind of being lazy about it, I think, but I didn't want to run around chasing around a 120 or tie a rope or something to her. So I was just like, you know what? I'm going to have just as much fun teaching her. So might as well get something that she can grow into, and then Mav can grow into it. And I can ride it. I mean, they make a lot of things.
Might be the only thing you get to ride this year.
I know. Yeah. I'm about ready to load it up and take it out.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a blast.
So. And Jeff, what about you? Any new updates on the personal side for you last couple months?
I don't know how, but I'm still hanging out with you.
Yeah, well.
Managing somehow.
You've been doing that longer than all of us, so obviously you two have something together.
That's crazy, dude. I started a new job at HAPO, our local credit union here. So
how you liking it?
It's good. It's a good change of pace, I feel like.
Good.
Hopefully.
I'm doing the same skill set, though.
Yeah, yep. I'm a video producer for them, so same thing, just more job security, I guess.
What are you mostly videoing, I guess, at HAPO? Give me a little insight, I guess, to the Jeff world at HAPO.
There's a lot of stuff we're doing, but
what was that? I don't know what that was. Sorry, listeners.
I don't know what it was.
Oh, it was her singing, I think. No, I mean, what I'm going to be doing for them is a lot of like educational stuff for their social media. And we're doing obviously commercials, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have all the, I mean, I just started like, it's been like 2.5 months, so I don't have all the details of like exactly what I'm going to be doing yet.
10-4. So you're figuring it out.
We've got a cool project that I can't really talk about.
You're in R&D right now.
Exactly, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Well, you get a lot more access to some cool toys too, huh?
Yeah. I mean, that's the biggest thing is I just started that job, so.
Yeah. Well, cool. That's good for you, man. Family's good for branching out.
Family's good. Obviously, Blake's doing good. She's got some snacks right now.
Yeah, she's on. What's up, Blake?
Shit.
That was awesome. That was perfect.
That was.
So she's got a birthday next weekend, yeah? Birthday party next weekend.
Yeah.
Two?
Ooh.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Goes by fast,
Big
doesn't
number
it?
Two.
Sure does. Yeah, we're having it at the gym.
Yep.
On the basketball court.
Hey, you got one or two kids?
Just one.
Just one. Planning on another?
Just one right now.
You planning on another?
I don't know.
Two's a pretty perfect age, you know, to pop another one out.
Hey, you know, how old are you?
Not old enough.
23, right? That's, yeah. Oh, thank you. 23, that's old enough to pop one out.
Start well, now. I think 17's old enough to pop one out, too. That doesn't mean you need to do it.
I was 19.
Yeah, because you was slinging that 10-incher around at a young age, dude. Was...
Let's go, Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you need notes on how to sling one, dude, hit up T. Smith. This guy's been doing it since...
How about this? 19? We'll trade notes. I'll trade you that note for you teaching me on the slinging the sled.
Yeah, I've already. We're already in the teaching process for that.
Yeah, I don't want to be around for that 10-inch one.
What about you, T. Smith? You always ask the questions. Yeah. What's new for you? Yeah. Anything? Any new updates? Traveling. Yeah. Where have you been? Where are you going?
Yeah. The beginning. Well, I guess it was third week of October. Lindsay and I did a big vacation. We went to Bora Bora, French Polynesia for, I don't know, five, six days.
That looked beautiful.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, that's something that Lindsay's... So, like, what the snow and mountains mean to me, the equivalent to her is turquoise water and palm trees and white sand.
And I'm so with it, though. I love that as well. So, yeah. Like, that's something unreal.
So, it's been
with
a goal...
tequila.
Yeah, it's been a goal for her for, I don't know, 5-6 years to do something like that. Because we were supposed to get married in Fiji in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had everything booked and stuff, and then obviously COVID hit or whatever, and so we canceled that. And so, you know, we had some pretty high hopes to go over there.
Mm-hmm.
Which Fiji and Bora Bora, they're kind of close, but they're, you know, two separate things, obviously. But so, anyways... Like, I want her to go. She always teases me because, like, I'm not really big on the heat and stuff. But, like, I enjoy getting out of town and new places and stuff like that. So I was pretty excited to go do that. And then, you know, the second part to that is I'm gone all winter if there's snow.
Yeah.
And so being able to...
Get
you know,
that
take her,
way.
Yeah, take her on a trip prior to me being gone all winter and stuff. So that was a really cool experience. It was quite a bit of traveling, but you know, I enjoy that, right? So like, it's my two things are snowmobiling and traveling. So
you said it was a pretty good process getting there too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. We had to drive. We drove to Seattle and then flew from Seattle. We took a direct flight from Seattle to Tahiti. That was like a 9-hour flight, but it was sick because on the way there and on the way back, the plane wasn't very full. So, you know, there's three seats on,
did
on,
you get them all?
On one side. Yeah. So we didn't have a third. Nice. So we had, you know, all three seats to just the two of us. So just Lindsay slept the whole time. Cause the way back was a red eye. So Lindsay just
throwing Lindsay
the
under
time.
The bus there.
Oh, that's all right. Oh, I can't really sleep on, I can't really sleep on planes.
Was she snoring?
No. No, but yeah, so it was the direct flight to Tahiti, and then you had to hop on another plane from Tahiti over to Bora Bora. It was like a 40-minute flight, and then land at the Bora Bora airport, and then you had to take a boat over to like the main island.
Mm-hmm.
And then a taxi to the Airbnb. So it was a few steps there, but I mean, that's what it just, you know, takes to go to those locations like that. But yeah, it was a good trip. food was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not, I mean, it's pretty Americanized, but like a lot of the local stuff, like there's just not, and I mean, I think as Americans, we like use too many spices and everything and all kinds of flavor and stuff.
About
and
that.
There was, it was a lot of the local stuff was kind of bland. But we went to like a lot of the big resorts and stuff and ate, you know, a lot of really good food and stuff there. We went jet skiing, so it was actually my first time, 31 years old, first time I've ever been on a jet ski.
Really?
Yeah. Damn. And, damn, you know, everybody relates snowmobiling. The closest thing is a jet ski, right? And so I'd never been on one. So that was pretty cool. We went...
What did you think?
It was...
Comparable?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, I could understand it, but it was... It's the opposite of the leaning, yeah,
you,
right?
So you can't
lean the way you wanted to go.
Can't turn right to go left.
Yeah, no.
That one's a lot more comparable than a sit down.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I was just on a sit down one, but it was cool. We went all the way around the island, and then we did another snorkeling excursion too. Went to a bunch of different spots, swam with a ton of sharks, and
did you find Nemo.
Held a stingray and. Yeah, something like that.
Or Dory.
And then swam through a bunch of
stingrays.
Huh?
Did you lay the smack down on those stingrays?
No, for but Steve? They, he for held Steve, it out. And he set it on my arms and stuff. Pretty slimy.
Didn't even like talk shit cool. into its ear or anything like no. that? Like, I know what you did.
No.
No.
I will find you.
Yeah. I've had stingray before.
You. Have you really?
Yeah.
Is it delectable or what?
No, I don't. I didn't like it. Very fishy.
Where'd you get that at?
Black market.
Same place he gets his panda from.
Guy brought it up from Mexico. Jeez.
Oh, I think you were telling us about this. You get turtle too? Was that, maybe I was talking to someone else about
no,
that.
No, they eat turtle down there.
Yeah.
He loves turtle, but I didn't have any of that. He never got any of that. You can get in a lot of trouble for turtle, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sure. But anyways, yeah, no, the trip was good.
turtle.
Yeah, not a whole lot else going on.
Got your Christmas holidays stuff out of the way.
Yep. Yeah, we did a little family trip over to Cle Elum, rented a house over there for 3 days with the fam.
Beautiful area.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, plugging away. A lot of work on sleds and stuff this year, which that all started in the summer and stuff too. But, Nothing else too crazy.
What's right. topic two?
So I think we
I
should.
I know we'd hit topic one, have we?
No.
topic one was the update.
Yeah, the personal update. But I think we should go into the build process first and then talk about snow conditions, or we can do it vice versa, whichever.
Oh, no.
I mean, there's probably not much to touch on for for snow conditions. I'm gonna hold that.
Yeah. I mean, other than they absolutely suck.
Subpar. At least here
there aren't
in the Northwest,
conditions.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
There aren't any conditions.
I think you can still get out
those
there.
Those snacks for you or her?
Ride, but...
Both.
I see you dipping in there more than her.
Hungry, dude.
And she's mugging you now.
Yeah, yeah. She's like,
you talking about my food?
She's talking
about my dad?
You talking on me? You talking on me, boy?
That's funny. But yeah, snow conditions, subpar.
Yeah, well, it's just, I mean, obviously, thankfully... everybody's got their sleds on time and stuff this year, but there's no snow, yeah. Which I would rather
what a
have,
deal.
I would rather have my sled and no snow than have it be epic snow and no sled.
I wouldn't because we still
you
have
still
sleds
to pay
to
for
ride.
It.
Yeah. Well, I still got sleds to ride, man. That's why you got, you know, that's why I chill with spares, whatever. I mean,
yeah,
I know it would have sucked, but you could have went and rode yours.
Yeah.
You could have figured it out.
I got one of them sold.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big bonus.
Still have one for sale.
Yeah, got mine sold. I guess I should have put that.
Someone buy it.
Info or whatever, but.
Yep.
Yeah, a little tough selling sleds right now, especially that one.
Oh, yeah, there's so many on the market.
Saturated market.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Sure.
Well, no one wants to buy them when there's no snow.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, it's super tough. Like, how are you going to sell a snowmobile right now? It's dumb if you bought one, really.
I think we're always.
And then you see all these new ones behind us.
Yeah. Well,
calling
yeah,
everyone
but these though,
us all yeah. dumb.
Yeah, or at least me. Well, me and T. Smith, we signed up for this last year. So you basically sign up for this a year in advance, and
yeah,
yeah,
just hoping you know that it comes. And
I mean, there's
so what are we getting into? Are we going into snow or the building? Sounds like we went down to snow.
Well, I don't know how much more of the snow stuff. I mean, it's all relevant to everybody right now. It all sucks for all of us.
And you guys got a snow update anywhere, let us know. We'd either come ride with you or ride behind you.
Looking like we're just going to have to go riding.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We are. We
enjoy the road rides.
We found some snow. Yeah, we got enough to go road ride this week.
Hey, what's up, guys? I want to take a quick second to introduce another one of this year's sponsors. We have RSI. So the handlebar setup on your sled is arguably probably one of the most important components on your whole setup. So definitely check out their site. They've got a ton of different products. And use SledSin24 at checkout for a discount.
Looks like there's snow coming in. Was it Wednesday or Friday?
Yeah, I think Wednesday's when it's supposed to start, and then it's supposed to just continue to snow. Fingers crossed, hopefully all the way through the weekend so far.
I didn't see the continuous, but I hope that you're right. Yeah. I want to go with your snow forecast over mine.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm pretty...
He is our weatherman.
Hard-pressed to anything past, like, 2 to 3 days at this point, because I've seen it snow, and then 2 to 3 days before it turns to rain, snow mix, and then all of a sudden it's like snow level 6,500 feet, and you're like, oh, all right, well, there it goes.
Yeah. So. Anybody that's listening, if you're up in Canada, how's Canada been? Early season. Anybody up in Revy or?
Dude, everybody and their moms.
Whistler, Pemberton.
Yeah, it's popping right now. Yeah.
Yeah, for not very good snow, I don't think.
I don't know. I think there's probably pockets. But
I think the Alaska boys are the only ones that are.
Yeah, the Alaska stuff
snow.
Looks nuts. I think you're going to get snow in Alaska always.
Do they have a lot for them or?
Yeah.
No.
I think so.
I think they're like.
I don't know if it's necessarily a lot for them, but I think it's like they have normal snow.
Yeah.
I think they just have a full reset.
Yeah, they get it like every other day. It's like, boom, it'll dump 4 feet like it's nobody's business. And it's just like, we couldn't buy 4 feet with $1 million down here right now.
No.
I wish.
No.
That'd be nice.
Well, let's kind of go into the sleds. Kobe, why don't you, I mean, you've kind of talked about what you snow checked and what your overall sled is, but touch on that and kind of touch on... Because you came last week and we worked on building it out. So kind of touch on the sled and what all you did to it and what all you still have to do to it.
So on that 155 boost and...
Chaos,
yep, obviously.
325.
Yep, 3.25 track.
Yep.
Put a P22 Fire and Ice clutch cover on it. That's pretty slick. And then I did a Fire and Ice, it's under the hood air intake, for the turbos. I think that's a killer deal. Props to Bobby at Fire and Ice. It's pretty cool. Did his upgraded, you might be able to see him in the background if you're watching, but if not for the listeners, Fire and Ice came out with, basically, what do you call
it's
that?
It's their big air intake.
Big air intake. And, all that is, it just goes from stock to an extended air intake. I don't know how to explain that one, but pretty cool. What else did we do underneath the hood? Put an SLP can on there. Mm-hmm. Backwoods bumpers, front and back, obviously. I gotta have those. RSI bars, those are really sick.
That's your first time running aftermarket
bars? Yeah, even my dad, dude, I brought them home. My dad even liked the looks of them. He's like, ooh, those do look really nice.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm like, yeah, they do. I don't know, you know. Yeah. I'm not. I can't speak on them how they work yet until I rode with them. So hopefully this season will be good with them. But I put I went with Hustlers, right?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Blue Hustler bars. Put the seat cover on there. Set it right. Yeah. And then Carbon Pursuit, some nasty looking white carbon rails.
Yeah, those are dope. Yeah,
really good looking, super easy to install too.
Yeah,
Frankie.
Shout out to Frank.
Yeah, Frankie killed him on that one. Pretty cool to see those. Had a lot of people ask about those already, so we'll see where that one goes. Is that it? What else did we do?
You wrapped it too.
Oh yeah, you gotta wrap it. That adds like 5 horsepower when you do that. So, put a pretty sick wrap on it. I end up going with the chrome. I was really scared at first. I thought it was gonna look bad, but I end up getting it on the sled and it looked really good. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shout out to Arctic FX. They helped me with that. Sent me some reprints and stuff. Got me figured out there. I think that's it for that sled. I'm going to run a pretty weird customized camera setup on the back. Everybody will get to see that and probably make some videos of each of our camera setups so everybody can see it. But I know it's a big thing. At least I'm struggling with it, going from snowmobiling to trying to be like also film and produce while you're snowmobiling. So
yeah, it'll be a big step for you this year.
Yeah, it's just kind of cool to see how everybody's putting their own camera box on the back. You know, you got a different idea. We've done it in the past a different way than we're doing it now. You see other guys using the Milwaukee boxes. So I'm doing a little mountain addiction type of setup. I don't know. It'll make sense once you guys see it. But got that. And then my sled from last year, my boost never showed up. So I got that 850. That was a leftover. It still only has like 300 miles on it. I'm going to wrap that. It's got a can on it. So... with the snow, man, I would like to buy a bunch more things for my sleds, but I'm not going to spend any more money because I haven't rode and it's January 1st.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's basically my build processes. I've got an undisclosed, I'm pretty sure it's going to be one of the first of its kind. I know there's only one other sled, and that's because it's the guy who sells them.
Yeah.
Out of New York. It's a light company. It's actually a stud company. I can't even remember its exact name. But they sell basically an underglow kit for like pickups underglow, but it's going to be a snowmobile underglow kit since we do a lot of night riding. So
it'll be bright.
I think it's going to be very difficult to put on, but
it's all right.
We'll see.
What color are you going to rock?
All of them. It'll be on my app, so it'll be whatever color I want on demand. So.
I know. You going to do like a blue or you going to do the green?
I'll probably just flash them. Just go by it with rainbows. Just you're going to be like, what was that? That was a UFO. Whoa, aliens. I'd imagine I'll probably rock blue a lot. Yeah. I like blue. That's like my color.
Yeah.
Blue or yellow? Yellow might look sick too.
I bet you that blue on the snow would be sick.
Mm-hmm. I have no clue. We'll see. I'll probably rock whatever color I want, whatever mood I'm in. If I'm sad, I'll put some dark purple or something. If I'm happy, I'll put some light blue.
Well, no.
Feeling a little feminine, maybe I'll put some pink in there.
Get stuck, red.
Yeah.
Over it.
Yeah.
Over it.
Just red flashing.
Yeah.
That'd be mine.
Yeah, when I get stuck, I'm just going to turn them on, boys. Help.
You're really eating.
I think that's basically all of my build process.
The overall install process went pretty smooth.
Yeah, the hardest thing would be the wrap, I think.
Yeah.
Not that it's hard, but it's just
probably most
the one hard part would be there's no way to figure it out, but man, Arctic FX, if we could, you know, right on the tunnel, I hate putting that tunnel piece on.
The side tunnel.
Maybe listeners got a better way to doing it. You know, hey, everybody that wraps on here, how do you guys do the running board? It's the side piece tunnel right above the running board. It's a huge one piece sticker. It goes all the way down the side of your sled.
Well, they just need me to do it.
Yeah.
Well, I tried to get you to do the front one, then you got mad and made me do it.
Well, you did the first one. And well, I mean, we all kind of had to go through it until by the time I got to yours, I had done three.
Yeah.
You did your one side and you had to take the razor blade to.
Yeah, it looks sick. Now I got a pinstripe.
To some pieces and stuff, and then you went to do the second side, and I grabbed it from you and put it on there.
You didn't grab it from me; I chose
you. Yeah,
I'm like,
you insisted.
You were trying to escape.
Yeah, he was trying to leave. Yeah,
I didn't want to do it, and I put it up there once, and it was perfect.
Yeah,
but you know, maybe one day in a perfect world, players might be like Articat, you know, and we'd have tunnels that were two pieces, so they were easy to replace, you know, and then it might be a two-piece sticker.
Never know.
I'm not an engineer. Yep.
Just a pilot.
That's my build list. It's going to be rowdy.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yep.
Shay, what about you?
You had some.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, it's pretty much the same thing. Yeah, same thing as Kobe. Got the Seiko seat. The Arctic FX wrap, got those Hustler bars from RSI.
New colorway, too, from them.
Yeah, it's sick. That orange, it goes really well with the sled. I think we did, a 2-inch riser on it. I don't have my tunnel all figured out for the camera stuff, but I'm working on it. Probably going to kind of piggyback off of what you were doing with that. Mm-hmm. That little 8.5-liter Polaris bag, and then just do a direct mount with the link system, and drill into the Pelican case. Yeah, and then just go that route. I got the bumpers from Backwoods. Amazing. They look so clean and they're stout. Yes. I mean, you look at them and they're pretty sick.
Great for hitting trees.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll put them to the test. I know. I've been into the trees plenty of times, so we'll see how they do. I have complete faith in them. It adds a lot more confidence when you have something like that protecting your sled.
Yeah,
but
sense of security.
Oh, absolutely. I got those same things, the white carbon fiber rails from Carbon Pursuit. I love those. That looks sick.
You got something else from them that none of us got.
Yeah, I did. I ended up buying the headlight delete, which I think looks it. Yeah, which sure. looks sick. Frank for sure outdid himself on all of these things. The big air intake, so, you know, going from the stock. Yeah, I've been into some deep snow before where you are definitely dealing with powder bog on these sleds. It's not very fun to go, you know, pull the throttle and just whop, yeah. you know, sitting there. Right. So doubling your surface area for your air intake, which is awesome. Got some Oxbow gear this year. I'm going to be running my own little light since I have a headlight delete. And then the Oxbow radios.
Where are you going to run that little light at?
I'm not really sure yet. I kind of wanted to just run it on my helmet, but I'm kind of having second thoughts about maybe mounting it somewhere onto the sled and then getting a different light. Yeah. What's up? Yeah, it's okay. You want to go into your house? No, you're not riding anything right now, sweetheart. I'm sorry. No.
Say hi to everyone.
No, you want to say hi real fast? Say
hi. Hi.
Tell them what your name is.
What's your name? You don't want to say your name? You can say your name. Okay.
Did you get a new snowmobile?
Yeah. Are you excited to ride it? We just need some snow, huh? Yeah. Yeah. Soon.
What color is your snowmobile?
White, a black, and yellow.
Nice.
Little Wiz Khalifa colors, huh? Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can't hear it, but I can hear it in my ears. All of us can hear it. You're talking into the mic. Sounds pretty good. Can you hear it? Oh, no. Not right now. We'll hear it. We'll hear it come Friday. All right? Yeah, and then another thing that I have hooked up through J&A Motorsports did the SLP kit. So going to be a stage 3, which is the clutching, the can, the dome, and then a tune. Still waiting on the tune right now, but so far I got everything else installed. So really excited about that. Need to get that onto the snow or lack thereof to make sure everything's running right. But it was, I say pretty simple. It was a little time consuming, but mm-hmm. overall simple. The instructions were pretty good. Loved that. Other than that, I don't really trying to think if there was anything else. Got the, I don't know, new ski rubbers. We'll see how those go. And then I've always had, the finger throttle on. Like that was the first thing before I even went out and rode, you know, tossed the finger throttle on. What's up? No, no bikes right now, sweetheart. No, thank you. I know, I'm sorry. I'm a party pooper. Maybe after the podcast we can, okay? All right, deal? All right, you want to go put it back? Go put it back, please. No, just go put it back. Thank you. I know, I'm a buzzkill. I'm sorry.
Dang, you mean...
I know. What a jerk. yeah, I'm trying to think of... I don't think there's anything else on it. Maybe some shocks later on. But yeah, that's my build.
Heck yeah.
It looks good. Sick.
I love the colorway of yours.
Yeah, it turned out great. Arctic FX did a great job with this. Oh, that's another one. Something that you don't see on the sled, but working with Snow Labs this year as well. For myself, their chocolate protein powder is amazing. It's so good. Smooth. Shout out Snow Labs. Appreciate you.
Helping you with them gains.
Yeah. Which maybe we could plug on Jeff too. He's definitely helped out with the gains. And,
yeah, you've been in the gym with us.
some good workouts. I know I've been slacking the last couple weeks with, essentially excuses, right? Sick kids, Christmas time, that sort of stuff. But be back there shortly.
Which we're talking about all these mods and stuff on all these sleds and this whole build stuff and all that's great and wonderful, and I appreciate the companies that help support us.
Oh, yeah.
The absolute best mod that you can do is yourself.
Yep.
In the gym. Yeah, for sure. Working out.
So. Yeah, you feel better, too.
Even Kobe's working out, too.
Yep.
Wish I could buy a turbo for myself.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice? Slap it off. Mm-hmm.
It's like a little chip that you just pop that in.
That's, all right, yeah, let's go. That'd be a great mod.
Sure, we're not too far
called,
from it.
I think they call it steroids.
I think it's called Trin. Trin, yeah. HGH.
Yep.
What about your sled, Jeff? What is it?
I don't even remember. Oh, it's a 2024 Chaos 9R.
Yep.
That's about all I know for the title. Yeah, 155.
Yep.
Got the backwoods bumpers because I'm probably going to run into some stuff. Had to rock those.
Yeah.
We got RSA bars. And actually, Corey asked us, you know, about some different colors this year, right?
Yep.
And went with the teal. They look pretty sick with the purple grips.
Yep. Yeah, that they
That's
do.
That's a good looking.
Keeping it simple for me.
The
teal
with the purple grips.
Oh, so I got the finger throttle too.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't know what it's like yet because haven't got to.
This one got it, bumpers or?
Yeah, he said that.
Yeah, I said I got the backwoods bumpers. So
nice. He's gonna run into trees.
I run into shit all the time.
Yeah.
Trees. And then you're rocks. Rocking.
And then you're
hopefully
rocking.
I don't run into anyone else's sled, but you never know. You never know.
And then you're rocking a 7S too. To know you're stuck.
Yeah.
Be careful running into things. That sled, Jeff, that might be yours before you really know it. Might actually be yours.
Yeah, I hope I don't run into too much
stuff. Yeah, that's the rule on those. That's my Uncle Scott. He did it. Borrowed one. Yeah. They ran into somebody, and then it was his sled. Just like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I managed the last few years without doing too much damage. So.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I've never seen you hit anything
too
bad. I
mean, you never broke anything. Never had to replace anything.
No. Maybe just a belt. That windshield.
Oh, wow.
That little visor deal that one time.
Those are...
That doesn't count.
Those things are optional, dude. Those are like toenails.
Yeah.
They chip and break all the time.
Heck yeah.
It'll grow back.
That's about it on mine. Keeping it simple.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see how this year goes, and I don't know. Maybe next year there'll be more.
Yep.
10-4.
Heck yeah.
T. Smith.
Yeah, so 155 Chaos Boost and a 146 Chaos 9R. I went with like a yin yang theme as far as like the wraps. So the boost is dominantly black with some white, and then all the logos are an olive green. And then the 9R is dominantly white with some black highlights, and then all the logos are green as well. Did pretty much all the same stuff as everybody else. Still waiting on the white rail braces for the 146 from Frank. And then some additional stuff. Put a skins hood on both of them. So I had that on my previous sled, and not sponsored by skins or anything, but it's one of those things that I ran it on the other sled, and I love obviously the look, and then all the extra storage and stuff. So it's one of those that I don't want to walk away from. So I've got the hood, and then partnership with Oxbow, I mounted lights on the hood for both of them, rocking some DuraPro tethers. I did the skins throttle block. Trying to think of what else. I'm going to get some Zebro shocks on both of them once they show up. And I did the backwoods subframe on both of them as well.
Yep.
Which was
SLP can on this one. What'd you do on the 9R?
SLP can.
SLP also, can.
Yeah, they got SLP on both of them. And the backwoods subframe, they look super, super sick. There was a little bit of a learning curve on the install process for the first one, but then the second one went.
What was your learning curve?
A lot more smooth. Just getting them all lined up. I mean, it's a process. You have to take your secondary off and take off all your heat shield stuff. And then on the can side, got to take the battery, which is mounted to your heat shield and stuff. And then the So it's all billet aluminum, right? And there's a couple places where they drill in for your threads for the bolts. And I think it just happens with like powder coating and stuff, but mm-hmm. none of the bolts would go in. So I had to retap all of the threads. But I learned that on the first one, right? Mm-hmm. And so the first one just took me a while. But then before I even started the second one, I just retapped all the holes, and that made it way more smooth. And they look really, really cool.
Yeah.
So, and there's obviously a lot of benefit to them. A lot stronger. And then I think that, I can't remember the dimensions, but it narrows it up on the sides.
Yeah. Too. Yeah. You're not going to hit your foot on it or something, but.
Well, it narrows up the.
Grab it.
It narrows up the sled.
I don't think that's the widest point, but it might a little bit down there. You're just going to be a little bit sleek.
I don't know if it's like a.
It's probably for less drag, like snow, running boards, you know, and stuff when you're going along a hill or something, just less drag.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Did you have different running boards on your last sled?
Yeah, I did.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
I had Skins running boards on my previous sled, which is for sale still.
The whole build process was a learning curve.
Yeah, I mean,
speaking of learning curves,
you know, we're doing everything.
Building how many sleds?
Yeah, we're doing everything over here at Shea's shop, and shout out to him for giving us the opportunity to have a place like this to be able to build everything. But it was a process. I mean, and I was a part of all of them.
Yeah.
So helping Shea on his, and then obviously doing both of mine, and then. Few things on Jeff's, which shout out your dad, he came over and helped a ton too for that one, and then obviously helped you with yours, Kobe, while you were here.
It went fast.
Well, yeah, it's because we'd done everything four times mm-hmm. before we touched yours.
I've been building sleds, doing this for a while.
Yeah,
I mean, as of cans and bumpers and different stuff like that. I think bars would have been bars, and which I've put on different rails and skids and all that, but never done bars. Glad that you did them.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I would have, that would have took me a long time to figure that out.
Yeah.
Seat cover, done that a couple of times. That went well.
Yeah.
And we wrestled that baby.
Best looking one.
Yeah. Seacos. I love those seat covers.
You've earned the title of.
Yeah, dude. I used to do it to my dirt bikes all the time. So I told them if you don't do it on a dirt bike tight, it'll stretch, and then they're just loose and flappy and. Don't look that good, but
yeah, loose and flappy, not good.
Not good. Yeah, you don't want them loose and flappy.
You don't want your seat flapping in the wind.
Nope. No,
but it is nice to be pretty much, you know, done with
all
of that. Now it's crazy because now we get to just sit here and stare at them and watch the payment be subtracted out of the bank account.
Yep,
and not even squeeze throttle yet, but we'll get out soon.
Yeah, we're gonna go this week. Like I said, you guys probably, I don't know who's working or who's not or whatever, but we're at least going to go for a road ride just to blow the carbon off of her at least. Might do a wheelie or something. Now I'm sure mine will really do a wheelie, but.
Now that they're all built, whose looks the best?
Yeah, we'll have to clip this, and maybe we'll clip this asking that question and then take a couple of the highlights of.
That's my question then.
Oh, I forgot about that. Shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Beat you guys to it.
Just do that. Just save that for the one at the end, because four is going to be hard for everybody to try to answer anyways.
Yeah.
Unless we think of a better one.
So I think another topic we can touch on is plans for the year. Obviously, we've got the Abbey course.
Oh, we're supposed to.
Yep. What?
Yeah, go ahead. You're going to jump into what I was going to say.
We've got the Abbey course here third week of January, if there's snow.
What's the deal on that? Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Do it with a skiff of snow?
We could still do like tracking and learning.
It's hard to
bury
a transceiver when there's 2 inches of snow.
When it's just a sheet of ice.
I was going to say we can track one down if they cover, but you're not going to be able to like do none of the snow stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're not going to see a shelf of snow at all.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully it turns around, starts dumping, but we'll find out. So, yeah, the four of us are going to go to that, and we were able to get quite a few of our friends. One of our ambassadors, Jose, he's going to come over there with us.
That'll be fun.
Then Kobe.
Tate's going.
Yeah, Tate's coming. Dad.
Jeff's dad's coming.
Is that a for sure thing?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
If he wants it, yeah.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Nice. Cool. Which, speaking of that, we need to figure out Airbnb or something in Le Grand.
Yep, we should probably do that today.
Has anyone done their online stuff yet?
No. I've just read the email for it, and then that was...
I did mine from when I took it.
Oh, you don't have to do it again?
Ago. I mean, I don't think it's required, but I'm still going to, just for refresher.
Yeah.
Just go through that. But, yeah, so we'll do... That's a two-day Airy Level 1, motorized, obviously. And then straight from... So that'll be Saturday and Sunday. And then straight after Sunday, Kobe and I and possibly Shay...
Maybe.
...are going to jet over to Sealy Lake and ride with Frank from Carbon Pursuit. He's coming over from Minnesota. And Kyle Husis with Freshies Built. And then I think there's a couple other people. So we'll go ride with them for a day or two.
Throw down with some kitty cats.
Yeah. And then probably link up
That was a good one.
Probably link up with the Ovando boys.
You kind of sound like a kitty cat that smokes cigarettes.
Nah, man, I'm just a singing kitty cat. A little rasped.
Ride with the Ovando
boys. Yeah, that'll be fun. I'm excited for that.
Brady and...
I haven't even talked to Brady or none of them. You line that up yet?
No, I haven't talked to him either. I haven't even told him we're coming.
There ain't no snow, so...
Yeah, I don't know.
If it doesn't snow, we won't be going. We'll be going to Canada.
Yeah. And then, yeah, we'll see. And then the first weekend of February, we've got the Sled Send Ride.
Mm-hmm.
Our first ever. We did a social media giveaway. And we have to pick the winners today.
Shay, you got another battery?
Ooh, battery. I do, yeah.
So we're going to pick six winners from the social media giveaway and rented a big lodge with Cody Hoffbauer up at his spot up there. Just north of Coeur d'Alene, Jaden Ballard with Coeur Freshies. He's supposed to come hang out with us for the weekend. Justin Ponza with Sled USA. He's going to join us as well. And, yeah, go ride. Big group for 2 days. Do some podcasts and just hang out at the lodge. And
What do people have to do to get entered for that? What was the sweepstakes?
So, yeah, we just put out a video talking about the details. And the requirements were to share the post to their story and tag Sled Send. Had to follow Sled Send on Instagram, follow Coeur Freshies, and follow Justin Ponzer, and then just tag a bunch of friends in the comments. Performed really well. I think it's 56,000 views and
quite a few.
Yeah, lots of engagement. Lots had of a comments. Ton of people reach out like, oh, this is a super sick idea. Because, you know, a lot of people do that and they do it off of merch sales, right? So, like, every $5 gets you an entry or whatever, however
expect
they do
some
it.
Money out of it.
And then they just they pick one person, and we're doing it for free, and we're picking six. So we had a lot of people reach out, like, this is a really cool idea. And then since Justin and I are both sponsored Polaris ambassadors, Polaris is going to chip in some free swag and some merch and stuff for the winners.
That's dope, yeah.
Whatnot. So if there's any Skidoo people that get picked, they're just gonna have to wear a Polaris t-shirt, I guess. I don't know.
When are we picking those?
We need to today because it ended yesterday.
Yep.
So, but I wanted to wait till today since we were all together, so we can select those. So we'll do that.
Well, the winner will be selected by the time this comes out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, we'll get it posted on the story today, and I'll reach.
Congrats.
Out.
Congrats! We'll see you boys in Coeur d'Alene.
So. Yeah, and then so that's the first weekend of February, and then you're going to McCall.
Yeah,
second week of February, somewhere there.
Yeah, something like that. I think it's like the 16th through, I don't know, almost a week. I think we'll see. Yeah, I think we'll leave a Thursday, be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Probably come home Tuesday, and then from there it is regroup. Get everything washed for Wednesday, and then leave Thursday, I think, again for the kids' ride with the Yakima ski benders up there. Granted, I hope, like, hopefully we have snow. Sure, I'm really hoping we will. And yeah, that's the kids' ride weekend. So Saturday, Sunday. It's only on Saturday, which is super cool, super fun. And then, come home Sunday. I want to say there was something directly after that, too. That next weekend, we head to...
Albany Lodge.
Yeah, Wyoming, right?
So, yeah, the first weekend of March, we'll be in Wyoming. We're going to leave I don't know, probably
Thursday, wasn't it?
Yeah, we're going to leave Thursday. Depending on weather and travel situations and stuff, we might make a pit stop in Utah.
Yeah.
On our way there, maybe catch a ride with Justin Bagnell.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Tyler with SledSend. Wanted to take a second of your guys' time and ask for your guys' support for what we're doing with the brand of SledSend. So if you guys are enjoying, you know, the podcast episodes with all the different guests, the tour videos and such, check out SledSend.com. We have a variety of different merch. Every order comes with air fresheners and stickers. And like I said, we appreciate your guys' support. We need it to continue to do this. And without further ado, let's get into the video.
Possibly. And then maybe crash with him or something Thursday night, and then trek the rest of the way to Laramie Friday, and then ride Saturday, Sunday. Talk to Cook Bros. I think they might stop in Sunday or something, maybe.
That'd be dope.
That's pending. We still have to confirm that or whatever. And then Gabe from Belt Burners, he's going to come down and meet us there too. He wants to ride with us as well. Yeah, so, and then come back Monday/Tuesday with weather. There's still some variables. Jeff's got to figure out his schedule and time off and stuff. And then, Kobe, you're going to be able to do that with us, aren't you?
Think so, yep.
Yeah, so it'll be it'll be Kobe's and Shay's first time over there.
Yeah.
Jeff and I are excited for you boys to see the whole business there and the lodge and the whole setup that those boys have over there. It's top-notch. So we're excited to, you know, Jeff and I went in the summer, so... You know, it'd be cool to see it in the winter and whatnot. So I'm excited for that trip. That'll be a really good time.
It's a long drive.
Yes, it is. 13 hours with, and that was in the summer with dry roads. So we'll see how.
Yeah, 16. I think one of the worst roads, I think, or sections of interstate is what we're going to be traveling through.
Wyoming winter. There. Yeah. But then, so backing it up to second week of February, when you're going to McCall, you're going to halfway?
If there's snow, man, no trips for sure right now.
Yeah.
Nothing's really for sure other than, like, our SledSend trip at this point.
Yeah.
And then, like, our Montana Sealy Lake deal ain't even for sure, you know? Like, it's so sad, dude. Yeah.
And then I think when you guys are doing that, I think I might go to Utah for the Oxbow.
Oxbow ride?
Athlete ride.
Nice. That'll be fun. That's out of where? Bear Lake?
I think so.
Where they're doing it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's where
it's going to drive or fly out?
I'm going to drive. Take my sled.
Which one? Both?
Depends on the snow conditions.
Yeah, obviously.
For Utah? Both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have to take both. You don't go that far without a spare.
It's kind of a must.
Yeah. Yep.
Imagine getting to Utah with like 5 feet of pow, turbo, snap something, got to ride the 146 all weekend.
Keep that would be the case.
That's all right. But yeah, better so that's
sitting at home.
Those are our what's on the calendar. I mean, there'll be a lot of other rides and stuff with snow, and I mean, there's a lot of local stuff that we'll do. Shay, you stomp a lot of ground in Washington that I haven't touched. So
yeah, I need to get you guys out there.
Get into some
a couple rides.
You. I would like to go back to halfway. I've only been there once.
Oh, yeah. That place is sick.
But yeah, I'd like to hit halfway with all the cameras. One day would be unreal.
Yeah.
Weather depending.
Yeah. It'd be cool to get us all to Revy, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, this way that things are going, we might be in Canada before we know it, bud.
It might be the only place we ride all year.
Mm-hmm.
But, well.
Won't be the only place. It'll come. It's just going to be late. It's a really late start. It's happened before.
Hoping it starts stacking up this weekend.
Yeah, well, hopefully it goes crazy all the way until April.
Through April would be awesome.
Yeah.
See, I know I've rode in April before, and it's pretty nice.
Yeah. It'd be kind of fun to go to that, what do they call it, in Cook City in, like, May.
Sled Fest. That'd be dope. Yeah.
That'd be really fun. That'd be a mission.
When is that?
It's like the first, or is it the second? I don't know.
I thought it was May? Like in the middle of May.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you won't be there for that one.
You'll be in your airplane.
Yeah, you'll be deep in work. Yeah.
So,
call you Rooster.
Well, is there any other topics that you guys wanted to touch on or things
we're
going to
talk
highlight?
About the play day that was supposed to happen?
Not very much about it. It's canceled.
Yeah.
Right.
But 2 days ago.
What is it? You know?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of irrelevant now, but it's, I think I've
I've said it on here before.
Are they not are they not gonna do it at a later date?
Yeah, weren't they gonna
I don't know. You know, it's tough because now you're at a later date. Like, I can't remember if I was telling Shay or one of you guys. I was just like, when everybody comes home for Christmas, right, you've got Uncle Bob, you got Cousin Larry, you've got, you know, Cousin Judy and your nephews and seven of you. You know, people are pulling out old strokers and Yamaha phasers and, you know, all these old sleds, right? Well, then when you pull those out, they all need parts. They go up to the mountains, they tear them up, they burn them up, they crash them. New sleds, they go up there, they get drunk, they crash them, all this stuff. I'm just saying, not that this is a great thing to promote, but you got to think this is where – like, grain growers, Justin Bailey gets, like, this was a huge weekend for him because everybody goes up there. He's got his two demo sleds that are up there, right? Everybody gets to ride those every day. And they go, wow, these boosts are way more than I thought. You know what I mean? Then they go turn around and buy one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, but without no snow, nobody's buying. Nobody's wrecking. Nobody's tearing up any parts. Nothing's selling. You know, like my dad said, he goes, even we stand around a campfire. Oh, big old ash falls on your coat. You burn a hole through your coat. Gosh, what am I going to do now? You go down to Grain Growers and you buy a coat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Things just like that. So we do that. It's mainly just a big poker run up there, Four Corner Snowmobile Club. My dad, he's the president of it, and another guy, Mike Gorman. They kind of are the two head deals of it. But anyways, it's what keeps us able to have a groomer over there in our areas to have the Snowmobile Club, so then the state helps you with it. It's an association. We've talked about doing it with like rangers and all this type of stuff, but we can't do it with that because we're only insured on snowmobile trails. So like technically when it's snowmobile trails, you're not supposed to have rangers on it. You're not supposed to have, now they've budgeted that with, or fudged that or whatever you want to call it. Now they put tracks on the ranger.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But we thought about doing that and my dad was like, we just don't have the insurance for it. So somebody goes up there and ranger, you know, and rolls a ranger off a hill and dies at the Four Corner Snowmobile Club. Then we get shut down or something stupid. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. We talked about doing it later. There's talks of, we were just actually talking about it last night with a guy. He's got like a huge, he's a logger up there. So, he's got like a slash pile that's probably bigger than this shop right here. And he's like, what if everybody just gathered around that slash pile?
That'd be dope.
You know, and we lit a city on fire one night or whatever. So, I don't know. There's talks about it. But then again, like we're sitting here and we're like, okay, January 1st, we have that. January 2nd, Shay's going here. The end of January, we've all got that. And then the first weekend of February, we're headed here. And then we've got that ride then. So it's like,
schedules.
You'll never get
back. This was the perfect weekend.
It is. Yeah. Well, that's what we do it the same weekend every single year. It's the day after Christmas and the day before New Year's. It's when nobody's busy and everybody like has that.
They're home
too. And everyone's in town.
Yep. Mm. Everybody has it off. Everybody has that one day off. You know, it's not, oh, we don't have to get ready for Christmas because it's already over. Oh, we don't have to get ready for New Year's because it's not even New Year's Eve yet.
Yeah.
So, sucks, but so does not having Mother any Nation. Snow.
Yep.
I mean, it's not.
No control.
We aren't the only ones. Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of other different things that are getting canceled.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's not even snow on a lot of the ski resorts and stuff unless they have the ability to make it themselves.
Yeah.
They got a little bit of snow, but it's just from that one snow that they got early.
Yeah.
I seen where the Bennetts, they went and rode up at Tollgate, and then Cole was like, it was raining on us on the way out. And mm-hmm. I think it snowed for a couple hours and turned to rain, and that was it.
Yeah.
And froze it up.
Get it while it's good this year.
Yep.
But, name of the game.
Yeah, the play day thing, one thing would have been really cool for Sled Send too, for a lot of people to be hearing about it, because there's a lot of people that keep asking, you know, asking my parents and stuff, like, hey, what's this, what's Kobe doing, what's going on with this Sled Send stuff? We keep hearing about it, you know, and then now people, like, that were devoting this much time to it and actually, you know, they're like, holy crap, these guys are actually, like, going after it, you know, so I think it would have been cool to.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to shaking hands.
Get some community, you know, following. Because like I told Tyler, I was like, you know, the Instagram and social media and all that stuff's good for followers and stuff. But it's just like when you go to our podcast, where are you seeing the bigger ROI off of Instagram? You know, people, you think they're going from Instagram to the website, or do you think they're going from the podcast to the website? And like I told him, like, dude, you go into a thing like that where there's 100 old guys, like not saying old guys, but I'm saying 100 grown men, you know, that are all have wealthy bank accounts, you know, and they go snowmobile, and when they snowmobile, they write the check, you know, and boom, done. Mm-hmm. Loaded in the sled. Oh, I need bumpers? Boom, put it on the account. Boom. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. So I'm like, it'd have been really good to meet guys like that, you know, and express like, hey, you're buying all these sleds a year for you, your kid, your wife, you know, and all this. You want some help on some bumpers? Like, you want, you know, the kid's tearing the heck out of the bars. Maybe you should try these or something, you know?
Yeah.
It's been really cool to try to get that out there instead of just trying to tell everybody through the podcast. Yeah, yeah. But
I mean, word of mouth, in-person stuff is always the best.
Yeah.
Over everything.
Yeah. And a lot of the merch I've been selling, too. You know, I think people want to, like, put faces to you guys. Because I keep telling them, like, who the sleds. They're like, well, who is it? And I'm like, well, it's my buddy Tyler and Jeff, you know, and now Shay. So, like, well, who are those guys? And I'm like, I'm like, well, hopefully, you know, one day we can all get basically everybody's faces met up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was looking forward to the most was shaking hands at that event.
Is what it is. Maybe we'll do it later. Maybe not. If not, there's always next year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Any other topics or highlights? Jeff, you got anything else? You're thinking
it's time for the questions.
I got to piss.
You got to wait.
I got to take a whiz, bud. That's all I can think of. None of us are running any new setups for sled haulers this year. Might deck my trailer out with stickers.
I got a new sled deck.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Marlin.
Yeah, that's a dope deck, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're super clean.
Dope deck.
Jeff got a one deck for the Volkswagen.
Yeah.
Up on top. That'd be so sick.
That would be pretty sick.
I always wanted to put a roof rack on that thing.
It'd be so sick.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That's funny.
Yeah, I think that's all I really have. Talking about the sleds, subpar snow conditions, and then the recap.
Jose's sled wrap looks cool. Good job, Jose.
Yeah, it does. I like it. And the bars look good, too.
Mm-hmm. That is a sick-looking axis. Yeah.
What's the over-under on everyone having a finger throttle by the end of the year?
I think everyone's going to have a finger throttle by the end of the year.
I feel like I'm seeing so many people post that they're trying them out.
Yeah. Well, I know these two have already kind of liked them. I think it's just going to – they're just going to hop on and they're gonna be like, oh, yeah.
It makes sense. And I rode Jordan's and Revy for – I don't know, 10 minutes or something.
I don't think that Tyler's going to switch because I feel like he's the type of guy when he tries it, he's going to take it and run with it or not. I don't know. Maybe you will, but I feel like he would have liked it if he liked it.
Well, I think what the determining factor needs to be is I'll just take Jeff's sled for the day and he'll ride mine and spend a day's worth of riding on it and then let that be the deciding factor of like yes or no.
Yeah, you definitely got to commit to at least a full day.
Yeah, because I mean, I've only ridden it for 10 minutes. That's not enough to justify. Although I say that, I've only ridden a turbo for 10 minutes, and I got a turbo this year, so. Yeah. But
I don't even know if it was for 10 minutes. It was like 2 minutes, and you got off shaking.
Whatever.
I got the video of it.
Minutes, scared, huh?
I got the minutes, video of it in Revy.
10 minutes, yeah. 10 minutes total, because I rode that boost in Revy for a little bit, and I rode your Axis.
Did you stopwatch it or something?
With the Boondocker and...
No, I tried to get him to ride it for longer, and he wouldn't.
10 minutes total. I'm just
he literally raced it down to the end of the prairie and back at like 100 boost miles an hour.
100 boost miles an hour.
And he came back, and he just shut it off, and he was like, this thing is disgusting. I'm done.
Disgusting in a good way.
Yeah.
And now look what happened.
Yeah.
Two new sleds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, this year will be
the booster is interesting. Unreal.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's another topic we can talk about as goals for this season. I mean, obviously, the snow is impacting everything, but there's a lot of evolutions and changes. I mean, Jeff, you're going from a 155 Pro Axis 800 to a 155 Matrix 9R Chaos. So that's a big change in and of itself. I'm going from a 165 Axis Pro to 155 Chaos Boost and a 146 Chaos 9R. You know, new chassis, and obviously the 7S doesn't necessarily directly impact your riding, but you know, just the ability for all of us to communicate and stuff on that, that's a new change, new shift. I mean, goals for me, obviously getting used to all of that, but then, you know, I definitely want to get upside down a lot more. And obviously going to a shorter track is going to be a big benefit for that too, but because the last couple years I've just really, the biggest thing I really focused on was just my confidence in my sled, my confidence in me, and my confidence in technical nasty terrain. Mm-hmm. Right, so like I can pull up to a spot now and be like, oh yeah, I'm fine, whereas like 2-3 years ago it's like I'm not touching that. Right, so increasing your confidence in understanding what your sled's capable of, what I'm capable of as a rider, and then just advancing the, you know, nastiness of the terrain and working through it. So I'm pretty comfortable in a lot of situations now, And so now I just want to work on my skill set of maneuvering the sled and doing the cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's my goals for this season. I know I'll let you guys speak on it, but I know a big goal for the team overall is writing content. Kobe, you have a whole new film setup. Shay, you have a whole new film setup. Obviously, Jeff and I have had cameras and stuff, but it'll be pretty interesting for you guys. Do you guys have personal writing goals?
Get on the snow.
Get on the snow. At this point, yes. Hard to progress when you can't even start. Yeah. But I don't know. I say it every year. I really want to learn how to flip a sled, but until I go ride with Nick Pano or however you say his last name.
Pano, yeah.
Then I, or somebody like that that knows how to jump. It's hard gap to bridge. I don't know how that, I mean, I've tried to flip one. They're tough. So props to those guys that are flipping these sleds. It's nuts. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's crazy. But, I'd just say more jumping and flipping for me. I've got, the bow ties and all that stuff pretty well down. And technical riding's pretty good. I just would like to get some more air time. But mm-hmm. Heights scare me. I'm a pilot and I like to fly, but I don't like heights. There's something about like heights that just freak me out.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see. Maybe do a little bit more flipping this year or jumping. I don't know. I just want to ride. Yeah. I'd like to make some content, some cool videos, but everybody makes cool videos nowadays. So it's like, you got to find something unique. So.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd probably piggyback for sure off the content. I'd like to get quicker at doing things, like quicker and crispier.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe kind of forecasting my line a little bit better and how to go about things. Kind of to what you were talking about too, some of the nasty stuff. Honestly, I think jumping to a Polaris kind of gave me that confidence. Like, these things are ridiculous and they really shine in steep and deep, mm-hmm. especially in the trees and stuff like that.
Steep and deep.
Yeah, baby. But being able to cleaner lines, I think, overall, with less hesitation, I think that'd be a good one, right?
Yep.
And then, figuring out that camera.
Yeah.
That and the computer side of it and all that fun stuff.
Heck, yeah.
YouTube.
Yep. Yeah, YouTube. Yeah. It's been a pretty big thing so far.
I've got a YouTube channel that knows all about cameras, and he's sitting right across from me right now.
I have a wealth of knowledge.
Uh-huh. I have an encyclopedia right here, Jeffro.
I'll admit I'm not a good teacher.
That's okay. I'm not a good student, but we can make we can figure it out.
I know you're not a good student.
Two negatives working.
I guess it makes a positive.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Jeff, what are some of your riding goals going into the season? Obviously, we all know
confidence.
It's all snow related, right? But confidence.
Yeah. That's like literally it.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see you on that.
Making it up everything without shit in my pants.
just hold on tight.
A little engine that could. I can just imagine, dude. If we need to mic over Jeff's helmet this year. Can we mic up Jeff?
Ooh, that would be pretty fun.
Dude, mic it.
We wouldn't be able to post anything. It would all just be bleeped.
A lot of bad things said.
A lot. Jeff and Revy going up turtle, that huge shoot.
Uh-huh.
O-F-O-F-O-F-O-F-O-F.
That's exactly what it probably would have been.
Hey, a lot of times that's what I'm saying in my helmet. I'm just like, F it. F it. Keep going.
Not yet.
Well, I think...
There's riding goals. I got to pee and I'm hungry.
Yep. There's.
And I'm out of first form.
All right.
Yeah, there was a lot of good topics there. Jeff, I know you already have your question, so why don't you start us off?
Whose sled looks the sickest out of the Sledson team? And then I got another one too. Why are so many people trying out finger throttles this year? Why do you think?
Because it's the best. I like it.
Who influenced it? It seems like a lot of people are switching.
Munster.
Are they just Andrew? Marketing more, you think?
I think it's I was just going to say, I think it's influence, like social media influence. You blow it up, people are going to see it more. They're going to try it more.
Who's someone that's been running one that you think has?
McNulty.
Yeah, and Andrew's been running his, and I know a lot of people.
And Muskoka runs it too, right?
I thought Muskoka ran one.
Yeah.
It's probably where the biggest has come from Muskoka.
He's got a lot of eyes.
It's because he has a video like almost every day. You know? Yeah. So people are seeing it constantly.
Dude, I can't imagine that. I think of that and I'm like, no, not for me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad that he's doing it because it's for him. Not for me.
Good for him, dude. It's cool to see his progression and his dedication.
It is. I mean, it's obviously worked off. And he's paid off.
Up over 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. And
yeah, happened quick.
More than deserved for him.
Yeah, no, it's sick. I'm just saying, like, that is so much hard work.
Yeah, and they started a podcast, too, so I'm excited to see where they take that as well. Mm-hmm. Even though he wouldn't get on ours, but that's okay.
I think he just seen how good ours was on Heyday. He was just jealous. He's like, man, these guys got it figured out. Even Matt said, he was like, dude, he said they were watching us the whole time. We grinded at Heydays.
Yeah.
I know for a fact everybody's seen Sledson, and when we did that many podcasts with that cool of a studio, they were probably all like, okay, these dudes are legit.
Yeah.
Wait till next year.
You got a question, Shay?
Yeah, I think mine would kind of go towards the camera gear, right? Like, I've seen Kasterky, like, he's listed, I think, a camera for sale. Never on the tunnel. So, you know, you run them in the bags. If you do run them in the bags, like, how do you do it? What is your camera setup on your tunnel? If you do run it on a tunnel, that would be my question.
They run it in their backpack?
Camera setup or in the bags.
It's probably just
really.
Yeah, but also keep in mind, you know, what he puts his sled through, you know.
I'm just surprised. Like, imagine a pelican on that. Like,
oh, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
He rides in some tight, nasty stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. My question is going to be not to make it selfish, but obviously we're running a business and we're doing the podcast for you guys, for listeners and viewers. My question is, where do you want to see the podcast go from here for the rest of the season? So we have like three more Heydays episodes to drop in. But what do you guys want to see more? Like, do you guys enjoy us doing the guest stuff and getting to hear their stories? Or, you know, it's been brought up amongst the team, the four of us here, of more of just us and topics, and we're going to call it something like Shop Talk or something like that, where it's just the four of us discussing, you know, what's going on with us and what we're seeing in the industry, and taking more Q&A episodes from the listeners, questions from you guys that you want us to talk about. But, you know, we don't make these podcasts for us to listen to them.
Yeah.
Even though Jeff has to listen to every episode because he has to edit them, I have to listen to every episode because I cut the clips for Reels and TikTok and stuff. And then I know, Toby, I don't know for you, but like Shay, I know you listen to the episodes that, especially that you're not on, you know, like some of the Heydays and ones and stuff.
Yep.
Kobe, I don't know what your engagement is for listening. But yeah, that's my question to you guys, is where do you guys want to see the podcast go? Give us some feedback, and you're not going to hurt our feelings. I mean, we're doing this for you guys. So we definitely want to, you know, keep evolving and doing stuff that you guys care about and want to see and pay attention to. So,
Tell us what sucks.
Yeah.
So we can not do it anymore.
Yeah, tell us what you don't like from what we're doing.
And maybe even throw in what the odd snow content is that you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
Yep. Yeah, that's my question.
We all four doing questions? That's a lot of questions for everybody.
It's all right. If you don't have one,
four clips.
I don't really have a good one. Yeah, I don't really have a good one. Say, where's the snow at, dude?
Where's the snow?
Yeah.
You run out of brain energy?
A good one. No, I'm just saying there's just, I don't know. We hit every question a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to be repetitive.
We've asked.
Yeah, we might. This is another thing, too, and you could take this if you want, Kobe, is do you guys want to keep seeing these end of the episode questions, like where we're asking you guys stuff? Or would you rather have us, and maybe we'll just do this and test it, of like a rapid fire ending, right? So before
they ask us questions.
No. Like before the podcast, Jeff and I sit down and Jeff comes up with five questions. I come up with five questions and then I just rapid fire, you know, one word answers to you, like thumb or finger, and then just do, and you answer like
interesting,
you know, or something that like hot topics or whatever, right? So rapid fire questions, and doing it, you know, that way, and asking questions to each other.
I was gonna say you could do that, or we could even do, you could have the viewers ask us questions. They wanted to ask us like a question of the week or something, then you could answer that on the, we could all answer their question or something.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we're getting to the point where that could work now.
Yep. Yeah.
I feel like we have enough people that watch and listen. Yeah.
I'm just thinking, you know, you could, just like you did it before when you were like, you know, so and so at the tagger. Yep. Yeah. He says, you know, so and so and so, instead of maybe like us asking like every time.
Every episode that.
Instead of us asking every time, you know, Tyler could pull it up and just say, hey, look, last podcast, so and so wants, they said, hey, Sledson. You know,
yeah.
I
like that. Shay, what's your answer?
Let's try
Jeff,
it for
what's
the next
your answer?
Episode.
And what's my answer?
Yeah,
and
we can split test it for sure.
Well, that's, you know, there's maybe a little more involvement. It'll get people commenting more if they can ask questions instead of replying. Because it's easy for us to ask a question, then listen to it, and then answer it in their head, and then turn the podcast off, and then go to the music station, you know?
Yeah.
But if they hear it, they might go, oh, well, I wonder, what are those guys running for something, something? You know, are their bushings inside of their skis or on the outside of their skis, you know? Or
yeah.
Never know. I don't know.
Yep, good stuff.
Hi, Blake.
Is that your question then?
Yep.
Sure. Yeah.
Run it.
What? However you want to ask that, I don't know. Yeah. What? How am I going to put that?
No, it's fine.
I think that's
it. I'll just cut that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're good. Cool. Awesome. Well, Sledson listeners, thank you guys for tuning in on this episode, and thanks for tuning in on all the other. We appreciate you guys being here. I look very closely at the analytics and the data and all the numbers and stuff. So we wouldn't be here doing this if it wasn't for you guys. And so we're, as a team, we're super grateful to see where we started and where it's at now. And we're all stoked on what the future holds for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sledson.
Yeah, we couldn't do it without you, you grown man driving down the road in that big diesel truck right now. I know you're listening to this, you big strong fella.
That's funny.
Oh, man. That's a wrap.
Yep, that's a wrap. We'll catch you guys on the next episode. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, all.
Happy New Year! Yeah.
Say bye. Say bye.
Bye.
Are you shy?
All right, time's up. You don't get it.
Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.